the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. You know what I was thinking about?
No, I do not.
Well, for one, all those little things that we think are true, but they're not. And I was getting gas the other day, and I was thinking...
You know, it's not even called gas, really. It's called Motor Go.
Motor Juice. That's what it's... I mean, we all know that's what it's really called.
Yeah, that's a technical name.
I was thinking about... The whole thing of you're not supposed to put gas on if your car is running. And that's, I mean, that's not really like a, that's probably not even like a real thing. Like, yeah, oh no, my fucking car is going to blow up.
It's not going to blow up, but it's going to ruin the, it's, see, modern car engines are a closed system and you need, you know, pressurized. That's why your check engine light will come on if you leave your gas cap off a lot of times. That's why you can't do it.
Really?
Fucks things up, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now I know. It's a real thing.
So stop leaving your car running while you get gas.
Listen, but it's cold outside.
So you do this?
No, I don't do that. Yeah, but it has occurred to me, like, nobody does it. Or every once in a while you see a guy doing it, then you think, oh, that's weird.
You're not supposed to get back in your car. Because some people, that's why because people are stupid, all the gas most of them had to get rid of those ones where you can make it so you don't have to hold it, you know?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, no one has that.
People kept going back in their car, and then the static would build up, and then there'd start a fire. You know, it's
No. MythBusters did that. Didn't fucking happen.
Yeah, but that's why they do it.
I know, but that's one thing that's bullshit. You can fucking make all the static you want. Then they tried to make it blow up. They had to go out of their way.
Yeah, but either way, that's why they did it.
Bullshit. Yeah, still wrong.
You should be letting gas pump while you're in your car.
Nah, why not?
Because it's gonna start flowing all over the place.
Good. I hate nature. Put gas everywhere. Fuck it.
That's not nature. That's your house that could blow up.
My house? What am I pumping gas in my house? I mean,
Hey, you live near gas stations. There could be one blowing up.
Yeah. I wonder how big the explosion would be if a gas station blew up.
Like 6 blocks, man. You'd be dead. You'd be cooked.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
Someone would be eating you for Christmas dinner.
I'd be a Christmas goose.
A naked, cooked Mark on my table. Delicious. With an apple in his mouth.
Oh, my God. You would be in for a treat.
Should I leave your hair on or no?
No. You don't want to eat hair.
Oh, my God. I better get started with shaving you now.
Yeah. You know what, though? I think I have the perfect ratio of muscle to fat that I'd be delicious.
You think you'd be pretty delicious?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. People are like, oh my God, this is so succulent. Oh my, have you had this, Mark? Oh my God. Oh my God, it's dripping. The juices.
You know, I don't know why I keep pushing this, but keep saying that the best thing to do when your loved one dies is to eat them for dinner.
Well.
Have a huge family dinner, and that's how you celebrate. That's instead of like a funeral brunch, you eat the
yeah,
dead body.
Yeah, we could. And for some people... That would be even a more huge family dinner. Because the other day, I noticed some lady's legs and feet. And I know this is, you know, grossing you out. But...
starting to.
Her legs and feet...
Were so hot.
They were fat. Like, oh. You know, it's like you almost have like elephantitis of the legs and feet.
I've noticed.
And I'm thinking, like, how weird is that? It's like, look, oh, I can't eat that donut. Wiggle straight to my feet.
Well, you know...
Like, your feet are fat. How the fuck does that happen?
Because different people... The weight distributes differently in everybody, and some people get those big legs. Some people, they just get it, like, you know...
Yeah, like, most guys, you know, you get in the gut.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much it. And if you keep putting on weight, yeah, it'll spread around
girls,
your body.
Usually girls get in the thighs and ass area.
Yeah.
And around the waist.
Like, there's, like, the spots it hits first.
But some people
eventually
do,
it, like, hits your face.
Giant legs. It's like, how do they fit in pants?
Yeah, it's like, but I don't get it. It's, like, so weird. It's like I got to up my shoe size. My feet got fat. I used to be a size 10.
To me, that's a sign of a very...
I'm thinking there's something wrong with you. Like, you might have diabetes or something.
I don't, you know...
If, like, I could see the fat from your feet overspilling your shoes.
Yeah,
like, you're spilling out of your fucking shoes because your feet are so fat. Go to a doctor.
You might want to,
get that shit checked out.
Yeah, you might want to change your diet or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess people don't care.
You know what? A lot of people are... Well, this is mostly guys. Guys are like, you know what? If there's something wrong, I don't want to know. I'm just going to fucking live my life.
That's what my father says. He refuses to go to the doctor.
Women, like, that's why women live longer. It's not just because they're genetically superior.
Well, I'm a woman because I'm always worried about
something. Well, we're speaking on averages. Yeah. But that's why they live longer. They're, you know, every little thing, oh, God. And, you know, they worry about it. They go to the doctor, get it checked out. Guys are like, eh, I'm fucking fine. And if I go and it's some major thing, I don't want to fucking know about it.
But I wouldn't do that just because I don't want to pay.
Yeah, I know. Holy shit,
I got
man.
So much money in medical debt.
All this insurance nonsense.
Well, I got decent insurance.
You think
insurance
it's
going
to change? When Obama's gone, they're going to get rid of Obamacare and all insurance is going to fucking rearrange again?
Who the hell knows? It's hard to do that.
So
stuff.
Now, like, now I don't... who the fuck... What am I doing now? I don't even know.
It all depends who the president is because...
Yeah.
If it's Hillary or something, they'll just veto it, so...
I don't think anyone... veto what?
The bill, if they sign a bill to reverse it,
oh,
she's just going to veto it. Any Democrat will veto it, probably.
I don't... I'm not into politics, but I don't think Hillary's going to win.
Yeah. She is, because there's no one else.
No.
What? Do you think it's got to be Donald Trump? Come on.
That's what I'm voting for.
Listen, Donald Trump is just ruined. Like, if I was a real Republican, not a crazy one, I'd be so pissed because...
I know, he's stealing the votes.
He's going to be over... He's going to ruin it.
Well,
he's
yeah, now I know. Now, if he stays in...
Because most likely he's not... He doesn't really want to be president anyway, so at some point he's going to drop out.
Yeah, I know. He'll drop out eventually.
And by then it'll be too late, and it's like, well, I don't know.
I don't know. You know what? If he drops out at a certain point, and he kind of throws his weight behind whichever one they pick, then maybe they got a shot. But if he goes on too long, and he just splits up the vote... And then you know, all right. Then Democrats, you know, get
they're
a sure
thing.
They're
all insane. They're all the one guy, what the hell, I forget which one it is. He was trying to pass some legislation so that local municipalities can't...
municipalities?
Yeah, so they can't... I didn't say it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't have their own Wi-Fi. Like, a lot of towns want to start doing their own Wi-Fi for the whole town.
Well,
the
really, we're supposed to have universal Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but... Because this guy takes so much money. I forget who it is.
Well, of course. That's every... You listen. That has nothing to do with, Democrats, Republicans. That's just politicians. They're in the fucking pockets of all the lobbyists. And they're getting... Somebody's getting money from, you know, the oil. Someone's getting money from cable. Someone's getting money from this or that. Yeah, this dude's getting money from a big cable conglomerate. And they're like, oh, we don't fucking want that. Like, we make more money doing it this way. So if you get in, you say no to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's fucking bullshit. That's why I stopped voting.
Marco Rubio, one of the Republican candidates.
Yeah.
And he's a senator or congressman, I don't know which. And he's, like, trying to get like, no, we don't want that because, you know...
Well,
Verizon and AT&T will be sad if we do that.
No, they make up nonsense as to why they don't want it. They'll say, you know what? Wi-Fi related illnesses
might be on
the rise. Wrong. Cancer.
Their excuse for it is that it's undermining private companies. It shouldn't be the government's job to do that. Fuck you. If the private companies are gouging us,
they
want to charge us for every, you know, squeeze every last penny out of us for Wi-Fi or for internet access, fuck them. Let my town do it. I'll pay a little bit more in taxes and then, I got free internet. But no.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And, like, really good internet, too.
Which is what we were supposed to do anyway. We were supposed to get over the air.
Like,
Wi-Fi.
A long time ago, like, listen, we could have universal Wi-Fi. They know how to do it. You know, that it's all, everything's in place
all
to
the old,
do it.
All that's old, the old analog TV singles.
The
signals.
UHF.
Not UHF, just all the
analog. Yeah, that's
ones.
Why we switched to digital.
Yeah.
All those signals aren't used anymore. We use that bandwidth for the Wi-Fi, and we're all set. Like I said, it's all there. Everything's in place. We can just do it. But as usual, they're not going to make enough money. Like, ooh, it's going to cut into our bottom line. So, no. No, you're not going to do that. And politicians are in our fucking back pockets because we give them money. That's how our system works.
Man, I do not want Hillary to be president. Not because I'm against any of her things or whatever. I don't want to hear people shit for 4 more years. I'm so sick of the, Obama needs to be impeached. Can we just have a president who people aren't trying to impeach? Every fucking president.
That's never going to go away. Whoever the president is, you're always going to hear it. They're always going
to
hear the complaints.
Clinton had to be impeached. Impeach Clinton. And he actually was, I think, wasn't he? Or close to it, anyway.
He was on trial.
But I don't think it wasn't trial. It was like a hearing to maybe impeach him.
Still, I mean...
He was impeached to impeach.
That was
impeached.
Probably the closest
that
it's
been. By
the
way, people don't even know what impeach means. They think it means remove the president. It doesn't, most people. So... You're wrong right there, as it is.
Yeah, whatever. But like I said, that's always going to go on now. Because once that started, you opened up that floodgate. And now for every president, they need to be impeached. They need to be held accountable for, I don't know, like Bush for like war crimes or something. Or whatever nonsense they're thinking of. I'm fucking done. Like I said, I don't vote anymore. There's no point. It's like fucking just... The shit will run itself. And badly. Whatever I decide doesn't make a difference, so fucking stay home.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could run for president. We're old enough, though.
Yeah. Are they ever going to change that? Because why 35? Like, a 30-year-old can't run for president? A 34-year-old? Ooh, no.
Well, with any age limits.
But why?
You gotta have an age. I mean, you can't say, like...
Why not 18? You can vote when you're 18. You can vote, but you can't run? That doesn't make any sense. I say let it be 18. 18's the fucking age for everything. 18. No one's gonna vote for an 18-year-old, but who's to say you can't fucking run? Well, then change voting to 35, then. If I can't run, I'm not gonna vote. That's what I say.
Well,
you thinking about it? Consider.
No, I'm just saying that. I think it came about when Kennedy, wasn't he like 35?
I think
he was. Yeah.
I think he was like the youngest president.
Yeah. So you could. That's the precedent. The president gets the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they decided, well, that's as young as we want to go because he was fucking all kinds of chicks and.
All presidents do.
I guess. You think Obama's fucking chicks? I don't think so.
Why? Why not?
Because he's got a wife.
So did the Kennedy.
Why do you just feel like all guys cheat on their wives?
I don't know. I just think the chances of like really famous ones doing it.
So there's not one. There's no famous guys who don't cheat on their wives.
No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure there are some. But I think if you want to look at the stats. The percentages are higher famous guys.
Let me name some celebrities. I mean,
but do you disagree, though? Because it's there. It's there for you. Regular guys, you know, no one's throwing themselves at you.
All right,
famous guys.
Timothy Oliphant, he's been married since 1991. Does he cheat on his wife? In your opinion, allegedly.
Chances are better.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
So you think he does?
Yeah, he does.
What about Howard Stern? You think he cheats on his wife?
Him, no.
Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah, he gets so much pussy.
Do you think he does?
No.
See, then there you go. I mentioned three, and you said two or three.
Yeah, well, mention 10. Okay, for the rest, I'll say yes.
What about Brad Pitt? Do you think he cheats on Angelina Jolie?
Oh, he has to. Her skinny ass, giant popsicle head.
What about Seth Rogen?
I don't even know he's married.
He's been married for a while. Like high school sweetheart type
thing. Oh, yeah? Oh, then yeah, he is, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I find him annoying. I like him. But I find him annoying, though.
I like him.
No, I like him, too.
I'd hang out with him.
I'd hang out with anybody.
I'm envious of that fuck, because, like, him and his buddy just write movies and have fun. You know, he had a little thing called Drive, something you and I don't have.
Do you think that Christmas movie Seth Rogen has out, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I don't think it's good, probably.
I think it's going to suck.
It already came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out. I saw previews.
Well, then it does suck. You can't say it's going to suck.
Well...
Then it already exists.
Well, I know, but I didn't see it.
Movies don't exist until Mark sees them.
That's true. It's like, you know, a tree falling in the woods.
Hey, what'd you hear about Seth Rogen? Do you think it's good? I don't know. I haven't seen it, so that means nobody's seen it.
That's true.
Can't release the movie until I see it.
Like I said, I saw the previews. It looks like shit. It looks like nothing is funny because, as I always say,
see,
the previews show you the best parts of the fucking movie. That's to entice you. That's your best?
Why did you talk like the guy who plays a tick when you said that? When you said the fucking movie, you sound like the guy who plays a tick from Seinfeld.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That big dopey guy.
I know him, but I don't think my voice sounded like that.
It did.
Anyway.
I hear him in commercials all the time. Right,
so. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the dude's voice. Sounds like this. Kind of sounds like that, yeah. But,
Elaine.
Yeah, it's me, Putty. I play the tick, and I do a lot of other voiceover work.
You do a good impression of him.
Yeah, I actually, it's my first time trying it. I'm just going to be him. Hey, I'm that guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah, he should be for the rest of the episode.
Anyway, I've heard people talking about, oh my god, I saw that new Seth Rogen movie. It was so funny. And I'm thinking, man, I do not respect your fucking opinion. That's you think shit is funny. So no.
Yeah, I saw it too. Yeah, I didn't like it. Didn't care for it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He does all the he's the one commercial he's giving himself a raise.
Is he? I don't watch a lot of commercials.
Yeah, it's like he's like a business rental. He's a business. It's a rental commercial. He's a businessman. He's like, it's like being your own boss. How about you give me a 15% raise? 20, deal.
He's also the Joe on Family Guy, right? That's him, or is that somebody else?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on a lot of shit.
Yeah, man, that dude, like his voice isn't that fucking special, but he gets so much VO work. It's amazing.
Speaking of TV shows. Mike and Molly was canceled last week.
Is that what the one with the fat people?
Yeah, McCarthy and this other fat guy. I don't know who he is. Not Kevin James. Not the other fat guy from Mad TV, but a third fat guy.
Will Sasso.
Not Will Sasso, not Kevin James, but another.
There's like three or four fat guys we allow on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horatio Sands.
I've never seen the show, and believe me, I never fucking would or will.
I think it's just a bunch of fat jokes, isn't it?
I don't know, but I don't care. Sitcoms are, you know, for the most part, it's horrible.
Well,
not funny.
We close the buffet again. You know, the thing about... You know why CBS... I heard CBS canceled because... Because
they were against fat people.
It wasn't a CBS show, so they want to make more money. Because, you know...
Oh, like they weren't getting their
people don't
cut.
Know this, but network shows aren't always owned by that networks. Sometimes they're made
Sometimes
by,
they pick them up.
They're made by different networks.
Hmm.
So, you know, or not different networks, but different companies.
Yeah, like a different company is the one who developed it, and now the network kind of just picks it up, and now they're not getting their full freight for that show.
Same thing with the Colbert Report, or the Colbert Show. Letterman owned those shows, so he got a lot of the money, and they're saying that even though Colbert is like in fourth place in the late night, even though there's only three at his time slot, he's still in fourth place.
I'm in fourth place out of three.
Well, no.
That's not that good.
The guy after Fallon is number three, I think. It goes...
Fallon,
then Kimmel, then whatever the fucking guy is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then Colbert. So, Colbert is owned by CBS, so they're still making money, more money on it than they did in Letterman. So they really don't even get ratings. I don't know who watches late night anyway.
I know.
There's all these articles and covers about Jimmy Fallon, how he's... You know, the greatest late night host ever and everything.
You know what it is?
And you know, he's not bad, but I don't give a fuck.
No one is sitting up at night watching these shows. Well, I'm sure some people are, but I think it's a very small percentage. And what it mainly is
people falling asleep.
Well, no, people watching clips of shit.
Yeah. But I've always said that most of your audience is people who fell asleep while they're watching the news.
Yeah.
Then that's not a very good audience.
Like, yeah, I think
what the hell?
It's all like I'm like on Hulu. Every day, I say, oh, they say what's trending or blah, blah, blah. And I look at it and it'll be a little clip from Fallon. And I might watch it.
Fallon's new lip sync battle.
Yeah.
Or Kimmel with his mean tweets and all that shit. You know, that's all.
Yeah, and they're good bits and sometimes they're funny. But, like, I'm not watching that whole fucking show. You show me the clip. That's it. That's all. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of people. But meanwhile, who cares? But as you said, the company's still making money. That's all that matters. So who cares if no one's really watching it? You get some press. Ooh, he's so funny. His bits. He's doing this and that. He's groundbreaking. He's not doing what all the other old interviewers used to do and actually interview people. Who cares about that? You take 3 minutes and have that preset thing we're going to talk about. And then we have a really funny bit we're going to do.
So coming up next week, on the
New Year's
New Year's Eve, is the 5th year anniversary of one of my biggest regrets of my life.
Do we have to hear this story again? Man, I don't know how many times you fucking heard this story. You could have fucked a chick and you didn't.
I know, but the problem is, I say it, but then people don't, a lot of new listeners don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
So New Year's Eve 2000, I guess, what do you call it? When you call New Year's Eve, is the New Year's Eve of the year it is or the year it's going to be?
It's a New Year's Eve.
But what year? Actually, shit. New Year's Eve 2000 what? Like, is it the year it's going to be or the year it is?
You know what? It's the...
New Year.
You know what it is? It's kind of like the this Monday, next Monday argument. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's next Monday. Do you mean this Monday?
No, but I think you say New Year's Eve. Like, this year's New Year's Eve is going to be New Year's Eve 2016.
You know what? I guess because it's...
Because that's what they do. You know what I go by? Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve 2016. What?
And Dick Clark, he's dead, but he's right. He is dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He is correct,
though. You used to talk like this.
Well,
Ken,
not forever. There was a while. Listen, there was a while when he spoke clearly before that stroke.
Like, Dick, come on.
Dick, we actually hit zero like a minute ago, and you're still going. So you could just stop.
I think they just pretended to put him on TV, and he wasn't.
He just.
All right, Dick, look at that camera over there. It doesn't look like a real camera. It looks like it's cardboard.
No, I'm a professional.
I've been in this business for 80 years.
Anyway, it is the eve of the new year.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I will say 2016.
Anyways,
Christmas Eve.
New Year's Eve, 2011.
Man, you're still going on.
So, it was 2010 when I got there.
10 years ago.
And the hottest girl in my work, or one of, invited me to this New Year's Eve party at her ex-girlfriend's house. And she got super drunk.
This girl was a party girl. Fucking guys, girls. She'd fuck anything. Yeah. Like, really hot.
And I did what do you call them?
Body shots
of her and her ex-girlfriend. And then we slept in the same, like, cot or whatever it was.
It was a fucking party.
And for some reason, I didn't make my move, even though I could have, because the next day she lifted up the blankets and looked to see if her pants were still on.
And her friends knew she was going to fuck you.
Yep.
They all knew, and they told her, don't, come on, don't
do
this.
Friend. That's what her ex-girlfriend said, because we were in the ex-girlfriend's room, and the hot girl from work was smoking pot, and I was just sitting there. And then her supple, the girl said, hey, she gives a really good blowjob.
Yep, they all knew. Like, listen, they all know their friend is a slut, and she loves fucking dudes.
Later on, I seen the hot girl work nude in a hot tub at her house. But there was this other guy there, so it was a Mexican standoff. But that's a different, that's a different story for a different day.
Well,
anyway,
that situation would never have happened because, in theory, you should have had sex with her beforehand. So by that point, you already had her, and you could probably have her again because like, it's already established.
Or she would have invited me there because...
Or it would have been over.
Yeah.
Either way.
My theory is it would have been over.
Possibly.
It would have been made it weird, and we probably would have done anything again.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
Either way, better off.
I always wondered... So, anyways, it's been 5 exact years, and I've always wondered, you know, what did she think of... You know, she probably doesn't think of me at all anymore, but... What did she think of me?
Don't you wonder that about everyone? What do people really think about you? Yeah. Not just what they say or what they show, because that's not real.
When you don't make a move on a girl, you turn into that sweet guy, which is a horrible thing. Like, oh, he's so sweet.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's a sweetheart. He's such a nice guy.
Hey, he didn't try sticking his penis in me. Anyway.
Yeah, you're not a real man at
recently,
that
I was going through
eyes.
My friends on Facebook, and guess what? She's not my friend anymore.
Oh, man. She did one of those house cleanings, huh?
I guess
Which everyone on Facebook does. They go
and you don't
through.
Notice. You never notice because she never posted on Facebook. Like, it'd be like a year in between a post.
You know what? I'm not a Facebook user like everyone else is.
You don't use them. I'm not a user, all right?
Yeah, and I don't get it. I don't understand that preoccupation everyone has with it where they're like, that's it. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to go through all my friends. Yeah. And anyone I don't talk to or blah, 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 I'm getting rid of them. So fucking what, man? What difference does it make?
I've been doing that lately. And I'm trying to call my list down.
But why?
I don't know.
I don't see a reason. If you're sick of seeing their shit, you just hide their feed.
True.
Like, you need to get rid of them as a person? Like, you're no longer in my life?
Well, there's one dude...
I don't
want
to hear from you.
I'm constantly befriending him, and then a few months later, he'll friend me again. Like, this guy has no...
No fucking shame.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you take a fucking
hint. Well, the guy from school... I believe, I mean, it has nothing to do with anything, but I believe he was a gay man. And he,
oh, now I know why you don't want to be his friend. Okay.
I never really talked to him. And the thing is, like,
he's gay.
I think twice now I've defriended him. And then there he is again, friend. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, stop. Some of this is on you. Stop accepting it.
Oh, I don't accept friends anymore.
You're done, huh?
Not in the last, like, 6 or 8 months. Because it's like, I don't get that many anyways, but if I did, I was like,
fuck,
I don't need
you.
Anymore. Because it just...
Well, listen.
I don't need people knowing my life.
No, you could... Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I don't use Facebook. I'm a private man. I'm not, like, sharing all this shit with people that I don't want to share it with. You live across the country. I went to school with you. You're, you know, some aunt or uncle, cousin. If I want to tell you something, I'll tell you. I'm not putting stuff out there for everyone to see.
Well, then there's these people. I like this. There's people I follow. Like, they claim they're all humble and everything.
No, and all they do is fucking brag.
Yeah, it's all
brag. That's what Facebook is. They're this brag. Fucking brag fest. Brag pit.
You know, guess what? My little boy won bingo the other day. Like, it's something stupid. Like,
well,
stupid
that's
shit
not really
like that.
Bragging. What did your kid do? Your kid did do shit.
But no, I see. But I don't want to be specific.
Yeah.
And it's like these people always do it. And the other thing I see.
Your kid sucks at
bingo. No matter how good your intentions are, but if you talk about your charity work on Facebook, you're a fucking asshole.
It does sound like bragging. Now, if you're bragging about it or you're asking for people to donate, fucking leave me alone.
No, I see people like, you know, the holidays are a tough time for, you know, the needy. So what I like to do is take my kids and...
We go to the soup kitchen, and you know what? We take a couple hours out of the day, and, you know, we donate our time. And, you know, it really means something to them. You could see it in their eyes. It means a lot. And it's a really good lesson for the kid. Fuck you. Why are you throwing that in everyone's face?
Yeah, you're.
You want to help out? Great, go help
and
out.
Then the
why do we need to know
and
about it?
Then all the motherfuckers are on commenting. Oh my god, you're such
a good
person.
You're so
good. And they get,
oh
my god, they get exactly what they were hoping
for. Yeah, that's what they wanted.
Exactly.
They wanted that validation from everyone. Because if you didn't, just fucking listen. Help for helping's sake. That's great. But you need everyone to know. What's the point of donating my time and volunteering if no one fucking knows about it?
Listen, it's
I don't get any credit. Yeah, I'm not getting paid. I better get some credit for it.
It's very important to help the needy around the holidays. It's a tough time for them. That's why I gave a homeless man a blowjob last night.
They can't get blowjobs on their own. And you know what? Yeah, they're living on the street.
It
and sure, they share the street with street-walking prostitutes, but they can't afford blowjobs.
Yeah.
Come on. You need to help out.
You're right.
Or a helping hand job.
Even a miracle needs a hand.
Job. Yeah.
Even a miracle needs a hand job.
Yep. You know what? Everyone's an asshole. And I don't know. Like I don't. Like I said, I don't want anyone knowing my shit. I don't care what anyone's doing. I'm not really interested in what you think.
Do you receive any Christmas cards in the mail? Not from like I get some from like my car dealer.
Yeah,
I used
not
to put,
that bullshit
I used to
one.
Put those up because I don't get any real ones.
Actually, I got one a couple weeks ago and I was thrown when I saw the letter because I'm like, huh.
Mail for me?
Well, I get mail, but they're bills.
Yeah.
But like an actual letter, I was like thrown. I'm like, what is this? It was from an old girlfriend. It's a girl I dated last year. Or was it this year? Could have been earlier in the year. I don't know.
Maybe Wait, is this the one you were stranded with or a different one?
Different. Then I guess it was last year.
You had a lot of girlfriends last year.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? But especially for me. But this is the one I worked with. I got this letter in the mail. Like I thought, is this weird? Maybe does one of her kids have a birthday party and she's gonna invite me? And that'd be strange because she's got a new guy. I think they're getting married and shit. Like, that'd be really weird. Like, hey, you know, you see your fiance, I fucked her. So I open it up and it's a Christmas card, you know, and they have the picture in there. And it's like, huh, all right, thanks, I guess.
She sent her one?
No.
I think that's what the social norm.
Yeah, that's the etiquette, but I don't fucking do that, man. I used to get some from like my cousin. Him and his wife, and probably because I just never send shit back.
Yeah, because people usually only send them, after a while, yeah, it's like, send them to
if
ones
you,
they go.
Yeah, if you send me, I'll send you, and that's our deal. But I'm sorry, I'm not sending shit. I don't fucking care. Thanks for the card. It's a nice thought, but it's fucking nothing. I'll throw it in the fucking trash. What
you
am
know,
I doing with this?
This lovely attitude you have, I'm surprised. I don't know how you keep women away from you. They must love your you know, positive, you're not positive, but like, your, you know, whatever. I'm trying to, I can't think of a word. But,
I know.
But come on. You're angry about
the word,
Christmas.
The word you're thinking for is charismatic.
You're angry about Christmas cards? Why?
I'm not angry, but who gives a fuck?
I don't know.
And women love it.
I don't get any Christmas cards. And I don't get any friends. I don't get any holidays. There's no holiday parties.
Oh, man. My fucking... I got an invitation for a surprise party from my cousin's wife. And it's like, God damn it. I do not wanna...
Which cousin is this?
The cousin, the landlord cousin.
Oh, your landlord.
Yeah.
Gotta go to my landlord's birthday party.
I don't want to fucking go.
Wait, is this a surprise party that you just gave away on the air?
They don't listen.
It's gonna get back to them. We have a large audience.
I know.
We have a large lesbian landlord audience.
Don't spoil the surprise, everyone.
Do you know
how
many lesbian landlords listen to our show?
You'd be
millions surprised.
I know.
That's pretty
much.
That makes up our most. Like I'll do a pie chart for you. Like 66% are lesbian
That's
landlords.
A lot. More than half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've cornered the lesbian landlord
it's
market.
It's like 2/3.
I just like saying lesbian landlord. Rolls right off the tongue.
Lesbian landlord legislation. And a landslide.
Where,
any more L's.
Where is this surprise party?
I don't know. Some fuck. I think they're running out of hall or something.
Oh, so you're going to duck behind a chair and surprise?
Like, I don't know. I don't
how
care.
Do you get someone, how do you get someone to a hall for a surprise? See, a surprise party should be at someone's house. Because you're like, hey, you want to go visit,
No, actually... You say it's someone else's party.
Oh.
Well, we're having a holiday party or, you know, a birthday party for somebody or, you know.
Yeah, it's my birthday too.
That's weird.
I got to go to someone's birthday party on my... I would not want to go to someone's... How depressing is going to be to go to someone else's birthday party on your birthday?
Yeah, that would be very...
Like, it's your birthday and no one gives a fuck.
I know. No one cares. All the people you know in the world are there already celebrating someone else's birthday.
Like, well, you know, it's my birthday, too. Oh, it is? Oh, that's cool.
Hey, yeah. Happy birthday. Anyway.
Candace, happy birthday. Here's a gift. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, I do not... That shit is so miserable for me. And, like, you know how it is. I'll find a fucking seat. I'll sit there. And I'll have some family there, some couple cousins... who I don't normally talk to, so I'll say hello, how you doing? It'll be 20 seconds of small talk. Oh, what are you up to? Oh, that's good. Maybe I'll have a follow-up question, and then that'll be fucking it. And then I'm just sitting there. I do not want to fucking deal with this shit. I'm 112 years old. I'm too old for this.
Well, what you need... See, that's what you need. Can't you bring a date?
I could.
That would help.
I don't want to go. No, but
you're going, right?
I don't know. I might just say, fuck it, who cares? What do you know what? Look, I barely see as it is. I see you. Like, I don't even give you the fucking rent. I take the rent to my parents' house and she picks it up there. Like, I don't see you that much. I don't know.
But I'm saying if you do, bring a date. That gives you a little, you know.
And at least it gives you something to talk to.
Yeah.
But then my son...
And if you bring a date that's more outgoing than you, maybe she can...
I don't fucking want that. But, my son would come with me, and he'd be having a good time running around, you know? So then it's like, I can't, duck out really fast. And am I supposed to bring a fucking present?
Well, yeah, it's a party.
I know, but it's like, you're a fucking adult. Well, like, what am
that's
I doing?
Like that's like your fee. You know, parties aren't free, you know?
Yeah,
imagine if you invite someone to a birthday party, your son's birthday party, and they didn't bring anything. Like, what the fuck?
That would be a little weird, but do you still do that for adults?
No, like a wedding, that's why, you know, you have to bring money to a wedding.
I guess.
That's right. The whole wedding party is a money-making scheme.
The whole point is getting money.
Yeah.
Now.
It's bullshit. That's why.
Or gifts or money.
If you don't
want
to go to a wedding, just like send them a gift and they won't
care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Yeah.
You mail them a gift.
They save money in the process. You don't have to have a meal.
You decline the RSVP and you send them a gift. Well, you know, thank you for the invite, but, you know, congratulations. Sorry.
I think it can be a smaller gift.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't even know what you'd give to a
man. Like, I really don't want to do this. I'm like, I might just say fuck it.
Besides, what do you get a lesbian landlord that has everything?
I don't know.
You just put your rent money in an envelope.
Here you go. Here's my rent money. I really get charged too much as it is, so, I mean, this is your gift.
Look at this. Mark gave me $500 for my birthday. No, he didn't. Look, it says rent right there.
Like, really, the only gift I can think of is getting, like, a fucking restaurant, like, gift certificate or something like that.
That's
what you gotta do.
Yeah,
but
do
I'm not fucking going. Anyone out there, don't invite me to shit because I don't want to go.
Unless it's an orgy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, orgies are the only exception. If I get to come at your party, I'm there.
Why would it's a private screening of a movie?
How about this? If I get to come to your party, I'll go. Do you like that play on words?
Anyway, come, I'll go.
Yes. HajaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.